Hats of Marvelot, written by Amanda Graham and read by Alicia Bennett. At the northern end of the high street in the little-known village of Ludston, England, stood Wilby's Magic Shop. It was compact and tidy, tucked in between the computer shop and the stone bridge that led out of town. Silver stars hung in the front window, spinning on spidery threads. Behind it was a small, manicured garden and a meadow that stretched into the countryside. It was late one spring afternoon, and although an icy breeze had kicked up, it was cosy inside the shop. A colourful display of boxes containing ready-made magic tricks filled the back corner. Next to it were several shelves and racks of equipment, such as sets of linked rings, packs of playing cards, and silk scarves in a rainbow of colours. Here and there were spinners holding books about magic. All the while, tiny circles of soft light reflecting from the rotating stars darted about the walls and ceiling. There was a wide counter to the left of the front door, covered with baskets and sparkling glass jars. Each contained magical trinkets of some kind, dangly rubber spiders, mini extendable wands, or bottles of invisible ink. Behind the counter was a door which led to a back room. It was slightly ajar. The sign on it read "Private." Inside, a toasty fire cast orange light across an enormous wooden cupboard that ran along one wall. It was as tall as it was wide and open at the front. Full-length curtains were drawn back on either side of the built-in structure, which looked like an elaborate doll's house with corridors and ramps leading to numerous compartments. In each compartment, instead of furniture, was a tiny, puffy quilt, each quilt made of a different fabric. And on each quilt sat a small, white rabbit. A man stood by a workbench in the middle of the room. On it was an upturned top hat, cherry red in colour. Wilby bent over it and picked a hair off its brim. He flicked back the reddish-brown fringe that fell across his face and put the hat on. His lively eyes darted sideways to another hat on the floor, identical in every way, except its colour. This one was peacock blue. He smiled at the large black rabbit sitting next to it and nodded. "Robert," he said to the rabbit, "it's time." "I'm ready," said the rabbit. Robert closed his eyes and lifted his head. His mouth opened, but no sound came, at least not one that could be heard by humans. Only the white rabbits could hear the song calling them. One by one, they began to move. One by one, they descended the stairs and ramps. One by one, they disappeared quickly and quietly into the blue hat. Within a minute, they were gone. Robert nodded to Wilby. The man put his hand up to the red hat, but froze when he heard the tinkling of the shop bell.